Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. I hope you had a great weekend. And if you're in the Northeast and other areas, you're experiencing snow that happens all the time. You know, I was starting out as an aspiring meteorologist many years ago. Boy, was I operating under delusions of grandeur. And so I'm pretty tuned in. I was fanatical about weather when I was young. And one of my pet peeves is when someone says to me, gee, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. Happens every year, folks. Every single year. I remember back a couple of decades ago, we had 8 inches sometime in May. So it's pretty common. That's just to give you an overall perspective. I wish I could have the same perspective on the Republican and Democrat races where I could ascertain what's going to happen. I have never, ever, ever witnessed such confusion, such uncertainty, and such a dilemma, not only with the Republicans, but with the Democrats. And let me address the Democrats in the first part of this, and hopefully we'll have time to get to the Republican issues. Bernie Sanders has won 5 out of the last 6 states. In the past 2 months, he's raised something like $113 million. Hillary Clinton is despicable, detestable, unworthy, and yet has this amazing hypnotic trance on so many people. The system is rigged. Let me open up by saying the system is absolutely rigged. There's no way Bernie Sanders can win the nomination. The Democrat Party isn't going to allow it, much like the Republican Party is doing their best to prevent Donald Trump from winning the Republican nomination. The delegate vote, and trust me, behind closed doors, there's a quiet intimidation, the same quiet intimidation that Barack Obama exercises over his constituency and members of Congress, not only Democrats, but Republicans as well. And I refer to Dinesh D'Souza's book indicating that we're witnessing the time of the Hillary Clinton-Barack Obama crime family. This is the syndicate. Hillary is the godmother. Barack Obama is the godfather. On the other side of the ledge, you're dealing more with stupidity and naivety. I mean, the naivety to think that in some circles, it's let's let the Democrats win this. Let's let Hillary be president. Because she'll screw things up so much that a Republican will win it in 4 years. You know, when I was young, I used to have respect for all doctors, people in the financial profession. Oh, certainly political people. I hate to say I'm the cynic that I am today. I really wish I weren't. And I could come on here with a jovial face and a jovial front and say, hey, you know, things aren't that bad. We've got competent people. You've got pure idiocy going on, a threat of a third party defection. Donald Trump's absolutely unbelievable mistakes along the line here. I mean, I started to think, and I'm maybe dispelling my own theory, that he was doing this so he wouldn't get the nomination. I think it's who he is. He can't help himself. He's been successful doing what he's doing. And to me, the final act of just absolutely arrogance was contrasting photos of his beautiful wife and Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi. I mean, there's just no question who's lovely, but it was a disgusting, distasteful act catching Heidi with a poor picture. Trump's apology isn't really an apology. It's based upon more of a statement that he made a mistake. And now we head into the critical Wisconsin campaign, where a lot of the cards are beginning to be put on the table of, if Donald Trump doesn't get a majority of 1,237, and I don't know whether he is, he'll come close. Cruz is going to have to win a huge, huge proportion of the remaining votes in order to get in. And now the talk comes up of two horrific choices to fill in of candidates, people who haven't earned the popular vote. Can you imagine all of this time the public has spoken, like it or don't like it? They spoke for Barack Obama for two terms. Hey, the public spoke. What can I tell you? They get sucked in. And now we're thinking of two guys who shouldn't even be considerations. John Kasich, he's won one state out of, what, 29 so far? Give me a break. Trump is asking Kasich to resign so he has a better chance. Cruz wants him to resign, but I think John Kasich, in his own way, and he has just a little bit of a different personality than Donald Trump, or certainly Ted Cruz, is a vindictive politician using tactics of trying to appeal to the emotions of the American people. He doesn't belong on the stage, and yet legally, can he stay on? The answer is yes. At what point do you say, I have to do what's best for the party? I can't make that statement. Each and every individual has the right to do as he or she wants. Ted Cruz is alive and well, but it really looks like Trump will be the nominee. And I've been delaying my conversations regarding Trump appearing on this show because he hasn't. The more I say it, the more it looks ridiculous. Hope Hicks, there are three key people in the Trump administration. Katrina Pearson, she's the public relations person, the head of PR, publicity. Corey Lewandowski, of course, who is kind of chairing the Obama campaign. Not a big fan of Corey Lewandowski's, not many people are. And Hope Hicks, she is a young lady who developed a business relationship with Ivanka Trump, won her over, referral to Donald Trump, and bingo, she is now the head of communications. Hope Hicks called me last Friday, and I said, Hope, we've just got to get Donald Trump on here. We really, really have to. You know, my show airs in 90 cities, and it does. If you go on my website, StuTaylor.com, and this is a key time to get him on. And she said, Stu, we're going to get him on. Call me on Wednesday. We just want to get through the Wisconsin elections, and I understand that. We'll see what happens. So I hope when I get on here on Thursday, I'll have a concrete date to announce Donald Trump's appearance. But I want you to know a lot of this is out of my hands. He's in tremendous demands from not only all of the TV and broadcast and media outlets, print outlets all around this country, but around the world as well. So I'm going to do my best. And I'll do my best to have him on for as long as I can. So the proceedings move forward. Questions are going to be asked. Huma Abedin, I'm just rolling my eyes. I'm a little bit puzzled by her statement. She is terrified of her personal emails come out with Hillary Clinton. And I don't want to be reading more into this than is the case, but she talked about when she first met Hillary, when Hillary was the first lady, how their eyes just kind of locked. Am I reading something into this that I shouldn't? And does it really matter? I mean, I think enough information is out on Hillary Clinton about her sexuality so that you can draw your own conclusions. And is that an issue for the campaign? No. It just may not bode well, and I don't know what is in those emails. But if that was Homer Aberdeen, who is usually a very quiet voice and Hillary's chief advisor and confidant, doesn't it make you worry? Not worry, wonder. I'm so darn curious. I'd pay in advance to find out what those emails said. But James Comey apparently moving forward, and you know, here's the scenario. I'm going to give you my prediction. I've done it a few times. It's going to call for an indictment with 150 FBI people on it. So Obama's not going to allow it to happen. He's going to tell Loretta Lynch, who's supposed to be an independent exercise person on this, making a judgment, who's not going to proceed with an indictment. There's going to be a walkout of Comey and a lot of others from the FBI. There'll be an uproar about justice not being met. And then in a week, like every other scandal, scandal after scandal after scandal with Barack Obama, it'll disappear. Hillary will be the nominee. That's it. That's my opinion. That's really what I believe. What would give me a thrill? I'll tell you what would give me a thrill, a tingle up my leg, as Chris Matthews would say, if I could come on here and say, oh, was I mistaken? I never thought this thing would proceed. People dream of different things. You know, one of my dreams is Hillary in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. Change the subject right after these messages.
To America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the YouTube America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America. Red, white, and you.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
products.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, back to actually continue on where we're heading, and it's regarding the torrid races for both the Democrats and the Republicans, and I mean torrid. What concerns me, I mean, there are a lot of things that really concern me, things that I would be totally unconcerned about were it not this election. But who are the Republicans talking about other than John Kasich? Even though Rance Priebus said we've got to go with the person who has been the chosen nominee, I personally can't stomach Rance Priebus. He's part of the GOP establishment. I become extremely anti-establishment and have sympathies for people who have taken these populist points of view or the conservative point of view. The conservative point of view being Ted Cruz, and I am really hoping that Ted Cruz can gain some momentum and move on. I'll take the populist positions of Donald Trump, and I like Bernie Sanders personally. I like him personally. He'd be a disaster as president, but a lot of this explains why he's raising tons and tons of money, more than any candidate has ever done on a grassroots level. So who are the Republicans talking about? The convention favorite, Paul Ryan, former vice presidential selection of Mitt Romney and now Speaker of the House. You know, I love it when he says, I really don't want the job. I really don't want the job. I really don't want the job. If you had a company, publicly or a private company, and you were doing the hiring, would you ever consider hiring someone who said they didn't want the job? It's flat out stupid. Now, Ryan has come up with comments. He doesn't want the presidency. He doesn't want the presidency. He doesn't. So you know what's going to happen? It's a great tactic on his part. They'll chase him harder. They'll chase him faster. Now, I know that looks don't always matter, and I think he shaved it. But when Paul Ryan grew the beard and the mustache, I even disliked him more. He sold out the Republican Party. He was the voice of the future. He was one of the young guns. The young guns, Eric Cantor and Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan. Cantor went up in smoke. Kevin McCarthy just committed an act of absolute and utter stupidity with his political statements. Leaves the last young gun. Well, these young guns, as far as I'm concerned, don't have any bullets. I've challenged Paul Ryan on this show. If you want to go to my homepage, it's StuTaylor.com. You can click on my interview with Paul Ryan and you can watch it. But I asked him why he didn't fight back when Obama was in the gutter. And if you like his answer, then I don't know what's wrong with you, because it's the same darn answer that John McCain and Mitt Romney basically gave. That they're not going to fight fire with fire. That's the one thing about Donald Trump. It's an outstanding characteristic. It's an outstanding trait that he, Donald Trump, is not going to back down from anyone. It's both a plus and it's both a minus, and you can start getting it on both sides, the assets and the liabilities. But you see, you know what the key thing here is? It's not whether he's conservative or liberal. I don't even think Donald Trump knows what he is, and I don't even think he categorizes himself as that. He sees everything revolving around him, yet he's sensible enough. I'm a businessman on a microscopic comparison level to Donald Trump. Who isn't? I like the fact that he knows to put the right people in the right. Sorry, Brian. Okay, let's get her on. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Sue, and how are you today?
Great. We got to go very quickly here because we don't have any time.
Okay.
The book is Kate and Randy, Think About the Food from Their Garden. It's published by Tate Publishing. Tell us what the book is about and why you wrote it.
Two little children, age group between, say, five and eight, first grade through kindergarten area, third grade. The purpose is thinking about not just what's in front of you. For example, the little children plant some tomato plant in their backyard, and the plant is originally the size of their shoe. But within a few weeks, it's almost as big as they are. So they start thinking, well, what else is going on around in my garden and in my backyard? And then I have another book about little girls, and they have a soccer team, and they want to play their game, but it's raining. But then they think about the rain is good for the grass and the flowers. So my whole concept of this scenario is don't just look at what's in front of you. Really think and connect the dots to then go to creativity of all the wonderful things that help us with our imaginations.
Yeah, where did this idea come from? What was the impetus for it? I already hear the message. It's a great message for young kids, relating it to what they can grow in their gardens and extending it to what they can grow in their lives. Where did the impetus come from?
Well, I'm an educator. I come from a family of educators. And as much as students and different educators think about teaching to the test, which is great that you are learning information, I like to always encourage my students to think beyond. And what would be your imagination? And what could lead to, if you understand this, the next step? Like, go beyond your imagination of creativity. And that's really where it came from. It's just stimulating the thinking in the brain.
This is a series, isn't it? Kate and Randy Think About Food from Their Garden. It's from the I Think Adventure series. What else is part of the series?
Okay, right now I've got Kate and Randy Think About Food from Their Garden. There's another book about Randy and his friend Bobby go to an aquarium and they see the fish and they see the lobster. Wait a minute, lobster, I had lobster for dinner yesterday. And then they're talking to their goldfish to say, well, don't get really big. Somebody might want to catch you and eat you for dinner. I have another book that I'm in the process of writing that's all about baseball and equating the number three with baseball. And then the coach is talking about teamwork. Maybe the outfielder doesn't play as much as the pitcher. And then he brings it into lunch when you have something to eat, something to drink, your dessert. And then the kids are laughing and they're saying the next time we eat lunch, we'll think of baseball. We hope the next time we play baseball, we don't get hungry because we're thinking about our lunch. So I'm always trying to work in that area, and when I talk about the adventure series, my goal down the road is to take this into the travel series, and then the little children can be traveling to so many destinations throughout the United States and maybe even into the world and seeing what's going on around them.
What's the age demographic of the book, Jackie?
It's geared to age group about 5 to 8, and students reading it. Say if it's your kindergarten to first graders, it's more somebody reading to them. But by second to third grade, the students are usually capable of reading it themselves.
Kate and Randy, Think About Food from Their Garden, Tate Publishing, tatepublishing.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Got about a minute or so to go. Some concluding statement from you, something I haven't asked you.
Something you haven't asked me?
Well, yeah, I mean, what would you like to say in conclusion?
I think that this book is very good for the students. It's something that the parents and children or whomever would be reading with their young people, they can look at the beautiful colored pictures and even go beyond what's written on print for their imagination to say what's phenomenally going on out there in our world and beyond connecting the dots, jumping off the page of the dots and going on to what they would like to think and do.
All right, stay on. We're going to go to a break. Thank you for joining us, Jackie Henry Bull. The book is Kate and Randy Think About the Food from Their Garden. Do stay on. We will be resuming right after these messages. Mm-hmm.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
All right, we're back. I love our next guest's book, and I think back of some of the great classic books that really train mind how to think in a different, I was going to say out of the box, but everybody says that, so why don't I just say in a different fashion, and really an insightful one. When I look at a book like this, I get frustrated because I don't have the creativity of our next guest, Martin Lindstrom. He's the advisor to a who's who of companies, including Walt Disney, Nestle, Red Bull, et cetera. Let me just say that he's a frequent guest on NBC's Today Show and the Fast Company. He was recognized by Time Magazine as one of the top 100 most influential people in the world. And an independent study of amongst 30,000 marketeers named him the world's number one brand building expert. So there's a lot to say about our guest. The name of the book is Small Data, The Tiny Clues That Uncover Huge Trends. Martin Lindstrom. Book is published by St. Martin's Press in hardcover. And good morning. It's indeed a pleasure. And thanks for going through all the twists and turns of flights and getting on the show. It's not very nice to have you, Martin.
Well, listen, thank you for having me on the show. It's a true honor.
I think about, I mentioned Freakonomics and several other books like that. I mean, they're fascinating books and they really allow one to think. And then, you know, just before you came on here, I don't want to date myself, but I thought of a song back several decades ago by Kitty Callan, Little Things Mean a Lot. So I went to YouTube and I played it this morning. And is that kind of a good lead-in for this book?
Absolutely. You are absolutely spot on. I mean, what I really do, and this is really a strange job I have, I know, but I basically travel around the world some 300 days a year, where I move into consumers' homes and I look for what I define as seemingly insignificant observations in their homes. And I've done that across 77 countries over the last decade. And these seemingly insignificant observations are what I call small data, is really the essence of my book. It's how I pick up those data and start to analyze people's lives, their personalities, because we all leave what I define as emotional DNA behind ourselves. And what I've learned and been surprised about time after time is that reveals stunning insight about who we really are, much more than what big data is doing today.
I don't know if this is direct or just kind of peripheral on the outside, but is there a kind of an implicit nature of this book in your writings that says the sum of the parts are bigger than the whole, or am I off base a little?
No, you're absolutely spot on. There's no doubt about that. The more small data you are picking up and combining, the stronger the picture becomes. I'll give you an example. I mean, all of us have a Facebook account today, and I think it's fair to say most of us are lying. I mean, the Facebook page we have is really not revealing who we really are, but more who we would like to be seen as. Now, that's called the perception page. And we actually have a perception room as well, which is taking place in our homes. And if you want to find out where your perception room is, you just search for the coffee table book. Now, once you've found that, you'll know this is the room where you try to stage your life towards the surroundings throughout the world. Now, if you, for example, walk into the perception room and you see a person having a huge, colorful painting hanging on the wall, you can be pretty sure that that person is fairly self-confident. If the person has, and listen to this is interesting, a large bookshelf packed with books in the perception room, if I may add, it actually means that that person, when he or she was younger, did not have the most solid education and is trying to compensate for that. Now, of course, these small data combined more and more adds up to a bigger picture, and of course there's differences according to everyone around the world. But I have to say that more and more as we work on this, it actually reveals a very interesting insight about who we really are.
Are you making a flat out statement? You know, we look at old technology versus new technology, and some people come to the rapid conclusion that things like the IBM mainframe is of no use today. Certainly the recipe for Coca-Cola will be here forever and ever and ever. Are you dispelling the nature and the importance of big data in favor of small data, or are you saying it complements it, or it just substitutes for it in many cases?
Well, it definitely complements it, you know, where big data is all about seeking correlation, or what you could say is all about mining data from the past. So you're somewhat celebrating past victories. Small data is all about the future. It's really this blank sheet of paper, because you really have to infuse creativity into it. And the best way for me to illustrate this is really what Lego discovered some time ago. I mean,
that's a great story. I'd like you to spend a couple of moments on that one.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story because, you know, everyone thinks that Lego has always been a success, but it wasn't. I mean, 13 years ago, the company was close to bankruptcy. And they started to analyze big data and concluded very quickly that the instant gratification generation had arrived. And because of that, they simply wouldn't have the time to build with those bricks anymore. So Lego, as a consequence of that, they started to change the size of the Lego bricks from those tiny bricks to gigantic building blocks. And what happened was, in 2003, that the sales went down 30%, and the company more or less went into panic. Now, that was where a small group, a breakout group within Lego, decided to visit consumers' homes across Europe. And this is a true story. They walk into this home of an 11-year-old German boy and ask him one single question: what are you most proud of? And this kid, he pauses for a second. He takes down an old, worn-down sneaker from the shelf. It's smelly. And he says, this one. And the Lego team was completely surprised because they expected to hear the answers like a PlayStation or a Nintendo, but it wasn't. It was this old, worn-down pair of sneakers. So, of course, they asked him why. He says, because this is my evidence. You see, I'm the best skater in town, and as I slide down this skateboard, it creates a certain wear and tear on my skateboard. And exactly that angle indicates I'm the best skater in town. So this is my trophy, he says. And that was where the Lego team wakes up for a second and say, hey, Dee, time is not in essence among these kids when you put them in the driver's seat, when you use storytelling as a powerful tool. So they actually change the size of the Lego brick back to the tiny bricks again, add even more tiny bricks to the Lego boxes, and they start the development of the Lego movie and other things later on, making sure the kid suddenly is in the driver's seat, so time is no longer in essence. And this is a good story about how big data, on one hand, is revealing insight, which may be kind of true, but where small data is revealing a deeper insight. So you could say those two things are really a pair and a dance, and I've learned that it takes two to tango, and that's really what we're talking about here.
Can you give us a couple of examples of companies that are employing this other than Lego, where the success of small data is bigger than it is for large ones, and then conversely, where big data is still in command over small data because the company business model favors it?
Well, absolutely. I think one great example is really Lowe's Food, which is a mid-sized supermarket chain based out of North Carolina. The chain was not doing incredibly well, and they reached out to me about 3 years ago and asked me, what should we do? And so what we decided to do was to move in with consumers' homes across several states in the U.S., in order to figure out what is the real reason why we've changed our shopping behavior. Now, one of the things we realized too, and I love this, that is the fact that we actually are never going through a transition in our lives anymore. Think about it, when you wake up, and the first thing you do in the morning as you wake up is to grab for your cell phone, right? Do you do that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I do.
You do. And then we're at work after 2 minutes, right? Then we're at work when we go to the bathroom. In fact, I did a study recently with young kids. It shows that one out of three young kids on the phone while they're in the shower. So we're
what?
Really not. Yeah, it's crazy. It's waterproof, if I may add, right? But
wow.
So we're not going through transition in the bathroom. We're not going through transitions when we are having our breakfast. We're at work there. We're at work on our way to work. And at work, we're doing our private stuff. So we're basically not going through any transition throughout life. And the reflection of that is basically that we never really reset our minds. And you will see that happening with our computers today. We never really reboot our computer or shut it down because we don't do the same with our mind. So we get slower, just like our computers. Now, that lack of transition is really an issue for human beings across the world. And what it means is that brands which I really want to do well have to create a transition. And we discovered that as we went through North and South Carolina, that transition point was missing. So out of that, we created a crazy supermarket where you walk inside this supermarket and there's a chicken dance going on. Whenever there's fresh chicken coming out of the oven, guess what? They will be dancing on the floor. All the staff will congregate under a chicken chandelier and together with the guests they will dance every half an hour. And suddenly we created this community feeling inside the supermarket where you see a rant between the butcher's department and the bakery department.
All right, we have to break. I hate not to let you finish the statement. We'll let you finish it right after these messages.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
All right, we resume. Fascinating book, fascinating guest. I really recommend you buy Small Data, The Tiny Clues That Uncover Huge Trends. The book is so influential that Martin Lindstrom had a publishing company named after him, St. Martin's Press, to get this book out. I'm just kidding about that. But as we come back, Martin, I'd love you to finish that chicken story. We couldn't quite get it in.
No, absolutely. Well, what's fascinating is that suddenly we actually started to convert the supermarket chain into become more or less a entertainment company. And that's really the trend we're seeing in supermarkets now, that you're not just walking into a supermarket to buy stuff. You want to have an experience. And in the Lowe's food case, we really have now created an experience, and the sales is going through the roof. And I think what I've learned from this is that if we would have turned around this chain just based on big data, well, we wouldn't have gotten anywhere. You can just take a look at major supermarket chains like Walmart, which went down share price 11% last year. They have the biggest data mining center in the world, twice the size of the FBI's database. But they can't get in contact with, they cannot connect with the individual human being. And that's what we've seen time after time big data can do. It can really, in many ways, connect with the heartbeat of what we really care about, and that's the case with Lowe's food and this turnaround.
You've got so many interesting stories that I'm finding it difficult to sort them out. The Lego story is a classic. Have you got another couple that you can tell us? Because I think it best exemplifies the nature of the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's very interesting to understand that the big data and small data is really all about seeing things from a different light. You know, there was a bank here in the U.S. which just last year realized they had a huge problem. They had too much churn. So people were basically swapping around with the bank accounts all the time. And they realized there was a major issue going on. So they decided to issue letters to thousands and thousands of customers, basically saying to them, hey, we want to change the interest rate to make sure you stay with us. Now, just before they sent out those letters, they actually, changed their mind for a second, decided to visit consumer homes across the U.S. in order to ask them a simple question. Why did you decide to change around with the account? And guess what they realized? Most of these people actually were going through a divorce, and that was the reason why they were doing it. So the approach they had to take had to be completely different. And I think that's what I'm seeing with this work, that once you go into the homes of consumers and discover these seemingly insignificant observations in our lives, that's where it makes a difference. And I think a good example would be iRobot. iRobot is the owner of the famous Roomba, which I think we all love, this self-auto-cleaning robot which is running around in our homes. And some years ago, the Roomba basically wanted to figure out what do we do to make this become even more powerful. Now, this is interesting. Back in the days, the Roomba had these very cute navigation sounds. If it would bump into something, it would say, uh-oh. If it would go reverse, it would sound like a truck. It had those funny navigation sounds. But as technology evolved, they created some more sophisticated voices, which were basically a person saying something, or just more sophisticated sounds. And for some reason, it really didn't take off, and the guys at Roomba couldn't really understand why, but never really questioned it. Now, this really took me into the homes of consumers, because I started to realize the reason why quite often people are buying a Roomba is not necessarily because they want to save time or they want to be more efficient. There's a human dimension to this as well. And I discovered that because time after time as I was visiting, for example, bachelors having a Roomba, they would sort of neatly display just as you enter their houses or their apartments, almost like it was a conversation point. I noticed how they would have toys for small children displayed neatly in their living rooms, yet they didn't have any children at all. And that was where I realized a lot of people actually were using the Roomba as discussion point. And therefore, they would place it in a very smart way as you enter to the home. But I also realized that typically a lot of people owning a Roomba would actually buy it because it was kind of a little toy for them. It was like a replacement of the dog they don't have, or perhaps the children was moving away from home. And suddenly that human dimension was replaced with this Roomba. But as they changed the navigation sound, the human dimension disappeared. So our recommendation was to take that human sound back. And the rest is history. The company is doing incredibly well. But it's also a story about how sometimes we think too rationally. And actually, it's the emotional insight, those small data, which actually can reveal amazing insight about why a brand connects with consumers and therefore what you should avoid doing when you revamp your brand.
We don't have much time left. I was hoping to get into consequences. I'll give you the choice to talk about the consequences of people or how the Internet changed us in ways we may not expect. Why don't you take it and dictate the next minute or two?
I certainly will. Well, listen, here's the reality. And because we're spending so much time in consumer homes, we start to see the consequences of human beings. I mean, it's fascinating to see that today, for example, the younger generation, and I have to remember, Stu, this is 2,000 consumer homes I'm basing this on, but I'm seeing that the young kids, for example, are living in the bed. They're eating in the bed. They're doing homework in the bed. They're having fun in the bed. And, yes, they do sleep in the bed as well. The entire bedroom is designed around the bed. We noticed that the first light, the blue light they see in the morning, is not from the sky, it's from the cell phone, and that's the last light they see as well. We even see that guys, boys, in fact, have full-length mirrors because they become a little bit more feminine, and girls are becoming more masculine. So we're seeing a very interesting change of behavior in the bedrooms of young people, which also reflects another really scary insight, which is that transparency in our world is starting to disrupt the way young people live. Now, I think you and I will argue that this transparency is for the better, but actually it's not. We notice that people, the young generation, feel incredibly scared because they compare themselves with millions of other people. I mean, when I went to school back in the days, I had 23 competitors. Today they had 23 million. And that transparency means that the self-confidence level is going down among the generations across the world. So this is what we're learning as we also go around the world picking up those small data. And what it means is that brands in the future will have to change dramatically, not just adding more transparency or less transparency to the world, but also making sure we go through transformations in ways we've never seen before.
All right. You're welcome back anytime, Martin Lindstrom. The book is Small Data, The Tiny Clues That Uncover Huge Trends. It's been a pleasure having you on, and thank you all for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Back tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.